Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Me'ila Daf Beis, Me'ila 2a, pagination is 3. The concept of Me'ila is that a person, particularly Bishogig by mistake, took something and basically stole it from the Beis HaMikdash, from Hashem, from Kodshim, where it was designated. And it has a unique status. Unlike regular theft that simply has to be repaid, if it's a case of me'ila, stealing from hektish, then the person not only pays back principal, but also adds a fifth, and brings a karbon asham me'ilos. Now, the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Me'ila, writes, Osa lehedyot lehones mekodshei Hashem, the individual is not allowed to benefit from things designated for Kodesh, whether it's things that are on for the Mizbeach, Kodshei Kodshim or Kodshim Kalim, or Kodshei Bede Kabayis, even if it's just a financial asset of the Beis HaMikdash, and that is considered Me'ila. Once something is permitted to be eaten by the Kohanim, for example, so even the non-Kohen is not going to be in violation of Me'ila. Me'ila is when it's totally designated in its Kodesh status. Once it's permitted to the Kohanim, so then it's a non-Kohen restriction that's stopping you. It's not a Me'ila restriction, and that's going to be important. What is indeed restricting the usage? Now, when we're dealing with karbanos, at certain points in the timeline, the karban will be me'ila. At other times in the timeline, it's not going to be me'ila. For example, kodshim, if they're of the kodesh kadoshim status, initially they are forbidden for private usage. And then at the time of the shechita, the zrika, the processing of the animal, as it's killed as a karbon, so then certain parts become designated for the mizbeach and certain things become permitted to be eaten by the kohanim. So before the shechita zrika, there would be me'ila. After the shechita zrika, so if that is effective, if it's done correctly, as we'll see in the Mishnah, not in the wrong place, for example, but if it's done correctly, then the meat that's meant for the Kohanim will indeed lose its Me'ila status. In contrast, Kodshim Kalim start off where there's a mix of what the status is. Once it's shecht, the emurim become truly forbidden because they're designated for the mizbeach, and at that point, that part of the karban is going to have me'ila. Let's take a look at the opening mishnah of the mesechta. Kodshei kadoshim sheshachton bedorom. Kodshei kadoshim, those various karbanos. If you look at the left-hand commentary, the outer commentary, typically known as Tosfos, but in this particular Masechta, extremely helpful in understanding, basic understanding of the Mishnah and Gemara. Tosfos says, Kigon chatos v'osham v'shalmei tzibur, these different karbanos that have the status of kodshei kadoshim. So if you shecht them bedarom in the south, take a look at what's normally Rashi over here is called the Mefaresh, the explanation, the inner commentary, top line, afagav de dinan lishachet betzafon. It's supposed to be shecht in the north. Now it was shecht in the south. Moalin bohen. It retains its status of me'ila. The shechita is not good. It does not permit the animal to have some of its parts, like the meat, to be eaten by the Kohanim. And as we're saying, the Me'ila status remains. Ketzat, how does this play out? Shachtan b'darom v'kibol daman b'tzafon. If you shecht it in the south, even if you took the blood in the north, b'tzafon v'kibol daman b'darom, or vice versa, where there is some level of north involved, or shachet b'yom v'zarek b'layla, the shechita was by day, the sprinkling of the blood was by night, or balayla v'zarek bayom, the reverse case, or the person had in mind the concepts of pigul. He had in mind that he's going to eat it out of its proper time or out of its proper place. That was the intent at the time of shechita. Moalin bohen, you have invalidated the karban, and it retains its status of Me'ila, that's not lost. Kalal Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said the rule, Kol shehoya l'shas heta l'kohanim ein mo'alin ba. If there's a time when it's permitted to the Kohanim, then it will not have Me'ila. V'chol shelo haya l'shas heta l'kohanim mo'alin ba. And any time that it doesn't have a permission for the Kohanim, that means it's retaining its status of Me'ila. And really the elaboration of this basic concept is coming up in the Mishnah, so let's just forge ahead. Ezehi shahayo lashaseta lakohanim. What's an example that it had permission to the Kohanim, even though it's now pasul, but it's not a psul of Me'ila? Doesn't have that unique status of having to pay back keren chomesh va'asham, the principal, the extra fifth, and the karban asham for the violation. Shalana v'shanitma'a v'shayatza. If the karban was good, it was permitted to the Kohanim, and then it was left overnight, it became tamei, or it went out of the area in which it was supposed to be, within a mechitza. So this is not a me'ila issue. The me'ila went off when it became permitted to the Kohanim, and now a non-Kohen is not allowed to eat it, but that's because he's a non-Kohen. If it stayed overnight, so the prohibition is a different prohibition, that's not me'ila. What's an example that it did not have a permission to the Kohanim and retains its Me'ila status? If the intent was out of its proper time, out of its proper place, so the Shechita never worked, so it never took it out of Me'ila. Or if non-Kohanim went ahead and received the blood or sprinkled the blood, so it never got its permission, it never became a valid karban, and therefore the me'ila status that was on Kodesh Kodeshim until the Shechita Zrika simply remains, and me'ila will apply. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.